8th, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, thank you. We have Board Member White is absent. Board Member King?
Here.
Board Member Iman?
Here.
Board Member Brown?
Here.
Board Member DeGaces?
Here.
Board Member Clinton?
Present.
Board Member Whalen?
Here.
And Chair Branch?
Here.
Thank you.
And we'll start with...
Chair Branch, before we begin, I should have started the meeting with introducing our new clerk. This is our clerk for the Planning Department. She'll be clerking Planning Commission, DRB, and also the Historic Preservation Commission. And it's Mary Turnovskaya, and she's from the city of Santa Barbara. We stole another one. And we're really happy to have her on board, especially for this board to catch up with the minutes. I know we're really behind, so that'll be one of her to-dos on her plate. So, Mary?
Welcome, welcome to the city. All right, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Do we have any speaker slips or hands up online for any non-agenda item?
Thank you. If there are any members of the public joining by Zoom, please raise your hand to indicate that you would like to speak, and I will call on you. All right, I don't see any hands raised, and I haven't received any requests to speak, so I will turn it over back to you, Mr. Branch.
Thank you very much. That takes us to our administrative agenda and amendments to the agenda. Mary?
Yes, good afternoon, Chair Branch and Board Members. We don't have any changes on the agenda today. We do have an item that we're requesting you make a motion and take action to continue the item to your next meeting. They weren't quite ready to be here.
And that's item C1?
C1, yes. Thank you.
Okay, someone could make a motion to continue item C1, please?
So move.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? All right, we'll take a vote with roll call, please.
All right, thank you. We have Board Member King?
Aye.
Board Member Iman? Board Member Brown?
Aye.
Board Member DeGaces?
Yes.
Board Member Clinton?
Aye.
Board Member Whalen?
Yes.
And Chair Branch?
Yes. And that takes us to our conceptual preliminary final calendar, and we'll start with item B1.
Yes, so this is 5892 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-052-014, Los Altos Restaurant Signage and Exterior Paint Alteration, and California Environmental Quality Act Notice of Exemption utilizing Section 15311. Case numbers 23-0026-ZC, 23-0018-DRB.
Very good. And have all members visited the site? Jim?
No visitation, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte for me.
Site visit and no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, and the only ex parte was when they held the door for me coming in.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Okay, very good. Okay, Mary?
Yes, Chair Branch. So this project, actually, our permit tech, Luisa, was the one that was the planner for this project, but she got called into jury duty, so I'll take it and try to guide you through. We're looking at a new sign for a restaurant, and it's 6.933 square feet. It'll be illuminated by the existing lights on the building facade, and the restaurant is Los Altos Restaurant at 5892 Hollister Avenue. So it fronts Hollister. That's one component of the project. The other is the exterior building paint change from a light tan or white color to a custom gold orange tone. So the signage does conform with our sign code. A couple things to take note of on this project is that it is in the Old Town Heritage District, which we have architectural and design guidelines for signage and also for colors and materials. And I want to just point out that this these guidelines were developed during the County of Santa Barbara days, and it sort of moved over with us when we incorporated as a city. Some claim and feel that it's somewhat outdated, but there are elements that you can refer to for your consideration when you're reviewing projects. And then we did receive a comment from the public that basically mentions that, you know, that they felt the color does not adhere to the Old Town design guidelines. And again, those guidelines, they're actually not formally adopted. They were guidelines developed a long time ago. So this is going to be interesting for you to weigh how you review neighborhood compatibility, how you want to sort of envision Old Town, and that is at your discretion. So I think with that, I'll just turn it over to the applicant. Are you Mr. Perez? Sorry.
Hi, my name is Franco.
Push the green button. There you
Hi,
go.
My name is Franco Rizzo. We are Goleta Sign. We are here just for the signage. We have nothing to do with the color of the building or anything like lighting or anything like that. So basically, it's a straightforward sign that we're going to be doing for them. And we'd like to go ahead and explain to you guys what exactly what we're going to be doing.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. So it's 1-inch PVC. It's going to be flush mounted. The highest letters is 12 inches. And then the restaurant is going to be about 3.2. Total square feet is 6.933, and the Pantone color is just white.
I'm sorry, the white color?
The Pantone color, the color of the sign is white.
Oh. Yeah.
It's just pure white.
So the sign's gonna be pin mounted on the wall pretty much. The PVC material, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. Mm-hmm. It's a very durable material against the building there.
And you say pin mounted, but you also said flush. Is it not held off the wall a little bit?
It's not held off the wall.
It's just flush.
It's going to be flush to the stucco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people like to know how you're going to mount it, if you're going to put glue or...
No, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
All right.
if it were only that easy.
So let's do this. Let's break our discussion in two, since we have the actual sign applicant here.
Yeah.
So let's start with any questions, but more comments for these gentlemen regarding the sign specifically, and then we'll as a board discuss the.
Yeah, questions. I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
The actual letters are going to be white. The background is going to be the color of the building. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I see. So there's no other background color involved except the color of the actual wall of the building.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Any comments about the sign, Jim?
Not on the signage.
Okay. Okay. Dennis?
No. No questions or comments about the signage proposal.
Martha?
I like the sign very much. I think the word restaurant could be a little bit larger. I think the script is very attractive and so on. Just wondering about the other element of our review and whether white lettering right. will work. But I think it's very right. attractive.
Okay. Cecilia?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I do think the restaurant letters need to be quite a bit bigger. I mean, I can't even, just looking at this from here, I couldn't tell you what it said. So I think you need to scale it up somewhat. I don't know whatever that might be, but certainly big enough to read. And my only question to you, the applicant, is if whatever our decision is regarding the color, if it's changes to some lighter color, you might need different letter colors for the letters.
Right.
They change the background color.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the building color, you mean.
The building
yeah.
color.
Yeah,
right.
of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Why building, why letters? Doesn't go.
Won't work, right. right. Okay.
Okay, Jonathan?
Black and green is good.
Yeah, I think the restaurant part of the sign ought to be larger.
Karis?
It's PVC, like you make the PVC, like, pipe go around?
No.
It's the same material, but
oh,
it's just that's
yeah.
the material. It's
oh,
just,
okay.
It's,
that's cool.
It's thick yeah, and solid.
It's
and
it's a pretty solid material now they're using.
Personal question.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, I like it. Yeah, I'm in agreement.
All right. Elizabeth?
I like it. I agree with the comments that it does seem a little small, but
yeah.
thank you.
Yeah, I agree, too. I think the sign is really nice. Maybe take the letters up to 4 inches or something. I don't know. It would be nice to have that a little bit larger. So for the sign itself, the board seems to be in agreement. So let's discuss the color. Jim?
I am opposed to this color. And I'm opposed to it because of the regulations that are already in effect for color choice. And I think that this is going to be garish, and it's not going to fit in with the historical district. And above that, the argument that this is a color that is used to a great extent in Mexico has no bearing on what's going on in Goleta. I mean, if somebody puts an Irish pub in there, we want to paint the front of it all green. And if somebody puts a French restaurant in, is it going to be painted red, white, and blue? I mean, it doesn't bear reference to Goleta. And therefore, I'm opposed to the color choice.
Very good. Dennis?
Thank you, Chair Branch. Ms. Chang, if I understand you correctly, the Old Town area planning document is not the governing document, but it is something to be considered in our deliberations. It's very keenly written, by the way.
That's correct.
All right, thank you. So the color is clearly not consistent with the guidelines. It is really jarring. It was troubling to me that in the staff report, there were no photos of nearby examples that are referenced. There are no photos of other Mexican restaurants in Old Town that it references. And there are no examples given of traditional color in Mexico. And Mexico is a very big place with a lot of variety. So I found the justifications being on all four of those points very inadequate and cannot support the color change proposed.
Thank you. Martha?
I like the color. I think it's bold and it does help the corner stand out. I noticed the other Mexican restaurant, I think it's called Altamira. It's kind of a peculiar pinkish color. So I have to disagree. I think it brings some life to a rather bland streetscape that is Old Town Goleta.
Cecilia?
I read the Goleta Heritage District Architecture and Design Guidelines, and I believe that the committee that was formed to do this some time ago got a pretty close of how Old Town should look, and I think Old Town has sort of evolved in the way their consideration was. And I think that what they've talked about in terms of the building color is pretty spot on. And if you've read that on page 18, you'd see that bright or intense color should be used sparingly and should be typically reserved for more delicate or intricate design elements. And I don't think that the building color fits at all in Old Town, where most of the colors are of natural or white, are muted. So I'm not in favor of the color. Doesn't mean it couldn't be a light tone, but this color is too garish, and I don't think it works well here. And it's certainly not compatible with anything else in Old Town.
There we go. Jonathan?
I agree with the majority of my colleagues, and I would just like to say I was driving through Old Towns quite some time back, and the building had been repainted prior to that time. I had no awareness of the heritage recommendations, but I found the color disquieting and incompatible with the nature of Old Town. I have one other comment or question, and if it's outside of our purview, please ignore me, but it seems like the space between the columns was changed from the last incarnation of this building, the paneling in between those columns. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was something that was ever discussed by the appropriate entities, but again, it seemed like a change away from at least what I grew up with over 50 years in the area. It surprised me that change had been implemented.
Karis?
I like the color. I think it's bright and lively, and it looks like a nice seaside town. And I don't mind the reference to Mexico. It's, I don't know. That's my opinion.
Elizabeth?
Hi. I personally am not a fan of the bright color. I've seen other cities and other places do these kinds of things, though, where business owners do tend to take an approach for various reasons. You know, they want to stand out, and they also.
It's mine on that, but
something to what you're saying.
My voice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Okay.
It hears you.
And I've seen them do it because of tagging and things like that. You know, there's a need, you know, where they want to boldly stand out. I do see some changes in this neighborhood, and I have seen some colors. I think it's that white that's just such a stark contrast that's making it stand out like that with that red curb there. So it'd be nice to have it blend in a little bit more with the neighborhood. So I don't like the orangish as much, more of a red or something like that, more of in that direction.
Very good. I'll jump in. I too like the color. I think it's bold, and while I have read the guidelines and followed them many times for this type of restaurant, I think it's possible to have too much beige, and I think in this case this might be that. Now, you know, it could be changed. It could be transparently whitewashed, which you would still kind of retain the same color and actually kind of give it an older look, give it that kind of faux sort of age appeal to it, but I'm not against that color, and I think that white sign against it's going to look great. The restaurant just down the street, Altamirano's, mm-hmm. I think.
Altamirano,
that's right. That's a bold color, and that's been there for many years, and that's never bothered me. I think, you know. I think we have to be careful with this kind of thing. You know, I think for me personally, it's the combination of the architecture and the use that make that color work for me. If you were to try to do, you know, one of the buildings down the street that's got flat shake-looking shingles and stuff like that, and tried to do that, I don't think it would work. I don't think it would be successful. But with this style of architecture and the columns, it doesn't bother me. But I think I do support and at the same time I'm saying that, I support those guidelines. I've read through them many times and try to follow them. And I don't know, this was, you know, a bold color choice, but somehow to my eye, it kind of works. So that's my take on it. Cecilia, you look like you were going to say something.
Yeah, you know, the thing what kind of strikes my attention is that if there were other buildings in Old Town painted sort of these bright colors, mm-hmm. it might be one thing, but they're not. They're more of the brownish, off-whitish, gray, well, I don't know, whatever those colors. So for me, it's too bright. Maybe there's some other color that would be more, that would be softer, more muted, that might work, but I just don't see it in Old Town because it just stands out, and I don't think, unlike how you feel about it, Scott, I just don't feel it works with the building. I mean, and where it is. I don't know.
That's fair.
Yeah, anyway, that's the only thing.
So, sure, Jonathan, go ahead.
I just like to say the color itself is attractive, but I think the compatibility with the neighborhood is my problem.
Mm-hmm. Understood. So I guess I have a procedural question, Mary, about what
I think we could take a vote on or make a motion and action on the signage and then a separate one on the color. With some direction would be great, you know. Because mm-hmm. I know color is very subjective. It's a tough one.
Okay. I'm going to take a stab at it and say that I'll make a motion to...
Chair Branch.
Sorry, I know what you're going to say. Public comment?
Yeah. Sorry.
I do that every time. Public comment. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. If there are any members of the public joining by Zoom, please raise your hand to indicate that you'd like to speak, and I will call on you. All right. I don't see any hands raised, and I haven't received any speaker slips. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. With that, want to make a motion?
Sure, I'd be happy to make a motion to approve the signage as proposed with the condition that if the building color changes, the proposed signage color may have to return for review.
Second.
Excuse me. I would just like to, for discussion, we requested the increase of height of the word restaurant.
Yeah. Would you want to add that to your
motion?
Sure, that's acceptable.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we've got the motion accepting the sign as is with the condition that it may need to come back should we change the building color and the increase of height of the word restaurant. Then we had a second by Jim. Any other discussion? Okay, so for the signage itself, can we split the vote on this, Mary, or how does...
Yes, I think that would be appropriate.
Okay, so then let's take a vote. We'll have a vote with roll call for the signage itself.
Board Member King?
Aye.
Board Member Iman?
Yes.
Board Member Brown?
Aye.
Board Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Board Member Clinton?
Aye.
Board Member Whalen?
Yes.
And Chair Branch?
Yes. So... thank you, gents. The sign passes.
Okay, thank you.
And
the question that I had really quick is that when you say make it bigger, the restaurant, what size letters do you think? Should we scale that out to be proportional to the main, the name?
Well, there's certain minimums that you have to remain around it.
Right.
So the restaurant might grow to that limit of the area, the standoff area around it.
I mean, you're at 3.2. It seems like 4 mm-hmm. might work.
Yeah.
But you can do that and send it to staff, and staff can...
Staff knows the ordinance.
To do.
And up too, but no bigger than the Los Altos.
And then, yeah. And then, right.
Somewhere between those.
And then staff will let you know if.
Yeah, we'll proportion that out.
If the color issue comes up. So, all right, thank you guys for that. And then for the color, do we want to wrestle it out or continue it with, who chose the color? Is that something we want to discuss with the?
That's another option, is that if you want to continue this item, we'll invite the owners to come and talk about color. And
I think that's wise, because
they don't want to torture these guys and make them sit here.
Yeah, we have nothing to do with it.
No, it doesn't have to do with you guys, but I think the owner should have the right to come in and discuss this with us.
Sure.
Yeah,
so
as far as we know, it's a white building with the black leathering.
Right.
All right. And then maybe
change. So
then maybe we should continue it to
next meeting, August 22nd.
Do you need a motion, Mr. Chang?
Yes, and then also
I'll make a motion to continue the color of the building item.
Second.
Any discussion?
Second.
Right. Let's have a roll call on that.
Board Member King?
Aye.
Board Member Iman?
Yes.
Board Member Brown?
Aye.
Board Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Board Member Clinton?
Aye.
Board Member Whalen?
Yes.
And Chair Branch?
Yes.
Chair Branch, I had one other item. Mr. Iman brought up an important point, I thought. The addition of the corrugated metal between the columns.
Yes, the railings, yeah.
Those railings are, I think, inconsistent and incompatible with the building. Ms. Chang, how should we deal with that?
We will provide that in with comments, and it'll be on record with the minutes.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Nice to see you again. Ciao.
All right. That will take us to our next item, B2.
Yeah.
All right. This is 7115 Madera Drive, APN 077-114-004. One Garage Reorientation and California Environmental Quality Act Notice of Exemption utilizing Section 15301. Case number is 22-0068-LUP-22-0035-DRB.
Very good. Site visits, Jim?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Dennis?
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Same here, Martha?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Cecilia?
Same.
Jonathan?
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Karis?
Same. No additional site visit.
And Elizabeth?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. And there's Travis right there. Okay, Travis is here. The floor is yours.
All right. Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the board. This project was previously before the Design Review Board on July 11th, and DRB members had concerns with the proposed landscaping and requested clarification on some design details. The applicant submitted new plans, and the following revisions have been made. There is a plan sheet depicting the existing landscaping, which is up on the screen right now. There is the addition of a Chinese pistache tree in the northwest corner of the front setback, addition of 4 1-gallon isomeris arborea shrubs in the front setback, and addition of information regarding container sizes for proposed plants and landscape irrigation details. And a garage window was added to the western elevation as well. That concludes staff's presentation. Staff is available for any questions.
Very good. Thank you very much. Mr. Nguyen, anything you want to add?
No, I think that Travis covered, I think that Travis covered all the items that requested by the board in the last meeting.
All right. Since this is predominantly landscape driven, Martha, we'll start with you.
Okay. I'll just comment on. Bear with me for a moment, if you don't mind.
I'll just comment on the proposed landscape. I think you need to just, when you submit it, designate the container size of your tree to be either a 15-gallon container or a 24-inch box. There's no such thing as a 2.5-gallon container.
I did not get that instruction last time, so I went to some local nursery here, and I picked out the size that I thought it would work.
Yeah, probably, if it was a container about so big, it's a 15-gallon, it's called.
Oh.
There's no such thing as a 2.5. I mean, it would just be...
This size here, that's 2.5.
Oh, that's a 5-gallon container. I don't think that would... I would be surprised that you'd find that somewhere. Anyway, so I would say that it would be needs to be conditioned to be at least minimum 15-gallon container.
Mm-hmm. For which
For
tree?
The Chinese pistache
Chinese tree.
Tree.
Yes.
And your... maybe you could explain why you picked the isomerous, the bladder bush, to be your shrub of choice.
Because I went to the Goleta, I think it's Santa Barbara, recommendation on what kind of water-wise trees. And then I saw it at the local nursery stores here.
Really?
On the water savings.
Did you go to San Marcos? Where did you go?
Pardon me?
Where did you go?
I went to some nursery around here, and then I look at all the trees and mm-hmm. check out which one were compatible with mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. water usage in the area.
It's an interesting choice. It's a shrub that doesn't tend to be attractive most of the year. In my opinion, it has a certain odor as well when it fruits. So it's neither here nor there to me what you choose there, but I do feel that that bedroom might want some privacy, and a more consistently formed shrub might be a good idea there. It could be any evergreen shrub that you choose. If you were fond of that shrub, then I think that's fine for you. It's an unusual choice, let me just say that.
This is the one that actually my sister had in the house in Oxnard, so I figured out
interesting. Okay.
I just want to kind of copy the uh-huh. idea of landscaping a little bit.
I understand then. Yeah, so those are my comments.
These two, three here are the ones that I already have mm-hmm. right now, and I love those three colors.
I think that.
Tiny little.
Yes.
Yeah, the ice plant is, I'm sure, fine and will look all right. But I would request that you put the 15-gallon tree in.
Okay,
yeah.
So this one, 15-gallon.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, Cecilia?
I have a couple of, my street has a lot of Chinese pistache. And to get the one with the color that you want, you go in the fall when you can see in the nursery what color the leaves are in the nursery, and you pick your tree that way. Because there's some are red, some are more orange, some are yellow, some are more, maybe Martha has that, but that's the way I picked mine. And others picked in the neighborhood.
There is a variety that doesn't have fruit on it. Many of them have the berries that fall, and they can be a little bit messy. There's a variety that does not fruit. If you want to jot that down, it's called Keith Davies. It's just a person's name. And that won't have those messy little peppercorns.
Two neighbors in across from my my house have this tree here, but I didn't pay much attention to the differences in the color of the two.
Okay. Anything else, Cecilia?
That's it, thank you.
Okay. Jonathan, anything? Nothing. Karis?
I want to agree with that. I think if you love the bladder pods, you could possibly move them towards the street a little more.
Yeah.
and then maybe something bigger like Toyon or something that would be beautiful and would kind of hide the view in to the room or something like that. I feel like you're trying to take over being a landscape architect now. Not enough to be an engineer, huh?
You remember this.
I do remember. I also remember that I mentioned that maybe not having such a square walkway, like making a little curve on the edge there. And then now you've put regular grass on your front verge. Yeah. So my recommendation would be you were thinking about putting artificial turf and or something else, because grass just does not do well in the verge anywhere, and it just always looks. Ugh.
Yeah.
So I would recommend almost anything else other than regular grass. But other than that, I think you did good as a landscape architect for the day.
Thank you very much.
Elizabeth?
Oh, no comments.
No comments. Jim, do you have any? Any comments or questions?
No questions, no comments.
Okay. Dennis?
Thank you, Chair Branch. I heartily support the comments made by members, especially Ms. DeGasis. I too felt that it should be 15 gallon or even a 24 inch box for the Chinese pistache tree. That's really going to be your feature element. I also want to compliment Mr. Nguyen in taking our comments to heart on both the landscape, which now does have a more relaxed, natural feel to the layout, and the architecture too. I also share the comment about the odd choice of the isomera. I would encourage you to whatever plant that you do decide on, that it be a 5 gallon or larger, something to really fill out. The other ice plants are going to fill out your lawn area just fine. So thank you for being so cooperative to and open to our comments.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I have no comments, so I can support this. Someone want to make a motion?
Just quick. Can you write before your recommendation earlier on the tree? Thank you so much.
Do we have any public comment, either online or here?
Thank you, Chair Branch. If there are any members of the public joining by Zoom, please raise your hand to indicate that you would like to speak, and I will call on you. All right, I don't see any hands raised for this item, and I haven't received any speaker slips.
Okay. Someone want to make a motion on this one?
Sure, I'll make a motion, Chair Branch, to accept the item as proposed with the changes in an upgrade to the size of the Chinese pistache tree and the isomera.
Very good. Can I get a second?
Second.
A second by Cecilia. Any discussion? All right, we'll vote with roll call.
Board Member King.
Aye.
Board Member Iman.
Aye.
Board Member Brown.
Aye.
Board Member DeGasis.
Aye.
Board Member Clinton.
Aye.
Board Member Whalen.
Yes.
And Chair Branch.
Yes. Very good. The motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Yoon. That was...
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And item C is continued. So that takes us to any announcements by members and staff? Anybody?
I have one small announcement. The Pearl Chase Society is going to sponsor a speaker on David Gebhard at the Al Hikama Theater. This is going to be on Friday, September 8th. For those of you who may have heard his name but not know who he is, I highly recommend the talk. The speaker is a doctoral candidate of Dr. Gebhard's. This is Dr. Lauren Weiss Bricker, who has spent 30 years on the faculty as an architectural historian at Cal State Pomona, or State University. So its reservations are going to be required. So look for that announcement to be around town.
Very good.
Who is the Pearl Society? Wait.
Pearl Chase.
Pearl Chase.
I think I have a, maybe, I don't know if it's a suggestion or a question, but again, I welcome Mary to the city. There's going to be a backlog of minutes because we haven't had minutes since, like, the Reagan administration. So, you know, how many... I'll change this to a request of, like, can they just trickle in as opposed to all of a sudden we've got 30 minutes to deal with?
Sure. That'll probably be the way it will be coming to you in batches.
Okay.
Reasonable batches.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Thank you very much. With that, we are adjourned.